A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia, Pei Vav, Baba Metzia, 86A, pagination is 171. We have a story about Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, a famous Talmudic personality known throughout the Talmud simply by the name Rabbi. He is the colleague of Rav Yosef, who took over after he passed away, which is the story of our Gemara. Now, Rabbi and Rav Yosef mentored two well-known students, Abaye and Rava, and we're told that Rabbi was the uncle of Abaye. Abaye's father passed away and was not able to raise him. So Abaye was raised as an orphan by Rabbi and his wife in their household. Rabbi and Abaye are descendants of the house of Eli. They are Kohanim. Rabbi, we're told, lived for 40 years, in contrast to Abaye, who lived longer. We're told that Abaye was Osek in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim in a distinctive way, and that assisted him. The Gemara in Huryas tells us that Rabbi was the leader for 22 years. If he lived for 40 and he was a leader for 22, it leaves us with him becoming the Rosh Yeshiva in Pumpedisa at the age of 18. We're told that Rabbi was a person who gave fearless mussar. He rebuked the people as necessary, and apparently, it seems, there were some people who didn't like him, and they spoke badly about him to the king, causing the story that unfolds. And we will try to excerpt the highlights. Starting from the top of the page, five lines in at the end of the line. Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, this person that we've been describing, Rabbi, agav shamda noch nafshe, because of an interaction with the kingdom, he died. Ochlu be kurtza, there are people who spoke badly about him to the king, be malka. Omru, this is what they said. Ika chad gavra be Yehudai, there's a specific Jew, de kamevatal tereser alfa gibore mi Yisrael yarcha bekaita v'yarcha besisva mikarga demalka. There is a specific person among the Jews who stops 12,000 Jews from paying the tax 1 month in the summer and 1 month in the winter. They were making a big fuss about the Yarche Kala, the gatherings of Torah that Rabbi would lead and would draw so many people from their hometowns to this convention. And they were therefore not at home when the tax collectors came. Whether this really had any impact at all, or the people simply paid the tax the next month when they were home, is irrelevant to our story. They said badly to the king, and as a result, they wanted to capture Rabbi. Shadru Peristako de Malka Basre sent a messenger, v'lo ashkeche, and they didn't find him. Orak va'ozom pumpedisa le'ikra, he ran away from Pumpedisa to a different town. From there, he went to another town, on and on, until eventually he showed up again in Pumpedisa, and they found him there. The Gemara, three lines up from the wide, tells us that when they finally found him, they put him in a jail, and he davened, at the end of the line, he davened, and a breach appeared, the wall fell down, he was able to escape, and he went off to a specific area, a meadow, a swamp. He went to a place where he could be free from their pursuing him. Hava Yosef Agirda Didukula Vikagaris. He was over there, sitting and learning Torah, and he sensed that in the heavens there was a machlokes, a discussion, what is the proper ruling about a certain type of tsaras. On the third of the wide lines, Va'amri, and they were saying, Man Nochach, who could possibly rule on this topic on earth? And they said, Rabbi Banachmeni could, because he's Yochid B'negoim, uniquely suited to rule on tsaras topics. At that time, the Malach HaMavis was sent to kill Rabbah, and when he came close to Rabbah, since Rabbah continued learning, the Malach HaMavis wasn't able to take his life. Adahachi, meanwhile, five lines down, Noshev Zika, V'avish Beni Kani, there was a wind, and the reeds rustled. Sovar, Rabbah thought, he's paying attention to his surroundings only to a certain degree as he's learning. He thought, Gunda Deparshihu, that it was the forces of the king coming for him. Omar, and he said, Tenech Nafshe Deahu Gavra, better that that person, referring to himself, should die, V'lo Yimasa Biyada de Malchusa, rather than he should be captured by the king. As he was dying, Omar, he sensed this question of Negoim that was in heaven being discussed, and he paskened on it. Omar, tahar, tahar. It's pure, it's kosher. Yatzis abaskal v'omra, and a voice came out from heaven and said, Ashrecha Rabba Bar Nachmeni, lucky are you, Rabba, shaguf chatar, v'yatzis anishmas chabatar, that you declared the word tahar as you were dying, because indeed you are pure. The Gemara continues that they found his body and were maspided, eulogized him for 7 days. And then there's a little story here which deserves contemplation on a different occasion. We'll only mention the story right now. It's about 12 lines up from the bottom at the end of a line, Hahu Yoma. It was on that day, Denoch Nafshe, that Rabbah Bar Nachmeni died. Dalye Zafa, a wind lifted up like a tornado, Vidori Lahu Tayo, and took a certain Arab, Kirachiv Gamla Mehai Gisa Denahar Papa, Vishade Bahach Gisa, and took him from one side of the river to the other side of the river. Omar Mayhai, he said, what's this about? Amrile, they told him, Noch Navshe de Rabbah Bar Nachmeni. This is a fuss coming from heaven because Rabbah died. Omar Lefonov, so this Arab said, Ribono Shalola, master of the universe, Kulei Alma Didachu v'Rabbah Bar Nachmeni Didach. The whole world is yours and Rabbah is yours. At de Rabbah, you belong to Rabbah, you're endeared, for Rabbah didoch, and Rabbah is yours, you love each other. Fine, I get the message, there's a big tumult here, a big fuss, Rabbah died and he's very dear to you, but Amayka mecharvis leila alma, why are you destroying the world because of that? Noch zafa, and the tornado stopped, the wind stopped. Again, what to make of this story and this expression that's being recorded deserves commentary, which there is, but for now, just to make the observation of the story and the greatness of Rabbah. At the end of the Gemara in Hurrius, a little addendum to this is found, where we're told that Rav Yosef, the colleague of Rabbah, was indeed very great, but he wasn't accepting of the position of leader. Rabbah was the one who was given the leadership position, and Rav Yosef, during that time that Rabbah was leader for 22 years, made sure not to do anything that was of the style of leadership. He didn't call the Uman, the bloodletter, the person that would care for them, he didn't call him to his house to do a house call. He did not consider himself in a position of authority, and only after did he indeed become the leader. And Rav Yosef does indeed take over after Rabbah passes away. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.